You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Trump administration is threatening UW-Madison over protests about the war in Gaza. Savannah Tome Olson breaks it down.
The Department of Education, now led by Linda McMahon, sent letters to 60 universities across the country, accusing them of violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI requires that any organization receiving federal funds bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin. And the letter threatens, quote, potential enforcement action, end quote, but wasn't more specific than that. Trump and his surrogates have said they would crack down on what they call anti-Semitism on campus, saying the schools failed to protect Jewish students and faculty. Last year, UW-Madison students camped out as a protest against the war in Gaza, and that movement ended when police broke up the demonstration. Protesters, both students and faculty and police, were hurt. Now, these letters may be just the start, because we're already seeing what can happen next. Last week, the Trump administration canceled $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University over students' pro-Palestine protests. And on top of that, ICE officers are detaining a Columbia graduate named Mahmoud Khalil, who helped organize the protests there. Even though he's a permanent resident, which is a step above a green card, it means you're allowed to live in the U.S. indefinitely. The administration is now trying to deport him. He has not been charged with a crime. President Trump posted on social media that his deportation will be, quote, the first of many. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Wisconsin Rapids Public School Elementary Art Show is going on now at McMillan Library. Artwork is on display in the lower level gallery space and in the all-purpose room. There's an art show reception this week to celebrate the show. Teachers and students will be at McMillan for the reception on March 13th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to donate to their Endangered Resources Fund through their state income tax forms. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The agency will match all donations made through the tax forms, with all of the funding going towards conservation efforts to rare plants, animals, and natural areas across the state. They'll also help the agency combat the spread of invasive species like the emerald ash borer. The donations line can be found in Schedule 3, Part 1A of the income tax form.
The first meeting of 2025 for the Wood County Master Gardeners happens later this month. WCMGA members will meet on Tuesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Pittsville Community Center attached to the library. Special guest speaker Stephen Haller is from ArborVantage Tree Service of Millidor. This presentation about tree and shrub care is free and open to the public. Portage County will join law enforcement agencies throughout Wisconsin for increased OWI task force operations beginning March 14th for the St. Patrick's Day weekend. About every 2 hours, someone is injured or killed in an OWI-related crash in Wisconsin. If you plan to celebrate, have a designated driver, or have a plan for a safe ride home. Safety Patrol Night at Taco John's is tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. 100% of the proceeds will be used to support and celebrate the fifth grade students who participate in the Safety Patrol program. These dedicated cadets assist their fellow students in crossing roads safely before and after school, monitor school hallways, and ensure students make it to class on time. You can support these dedicated students by eating at Taco John's on March 12th between 4 and 8 p.m. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
Oh! The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, a.k.a. With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Eyre, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season 3. He added that the season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are watching a late-week system that could bring some thunderstorms late Friday, rain into Saturday, rain changing to snow late Saturday into Sunday. Also, a lot of wind. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, sunny, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.